Welcome to the 3-Minute Book Review on blogaboutbooks.com. I'm your host, Bill Hutchison. This episode, we're actually reviewing a book called Podcasting Hacks, Tips and Tools for Blogging Out Loud by Jack D. Harrington. It's an O'Reilly publication that was done in 2005. I found it to be a good book. It's got some good ideas. It is a bit outdated. Having been published in 2005, most of the technical tools that they talk about in there have been replaced. They still talk about people using Windows 98, which I must admit I haven't done for a long, long time. So a lot of it is out of date. The section that I really did enjoy, though, was Chapter 4, which is about 75 pages worth of content that just talks about different formats to use for your blog, for your podcast, I'm sorry. So it talks about building a news podcast, story podcast, personal show. One of the neat ones was talking about doing a beer cast. So if you want an idea of a beer cast, probably think of something like Marketing Over Coffee. It's a coffee cast, not a beer cast, but it's a good one. Just a couple of guys hanging out over coffee, talking about different marketing tips. So that's the Marketing Over Coffee podcast. Check it out. It's really good. Some really good ideas in that. But that's just one sample. There are, 11 different formats that they talk about. Obviously, you're not limited to those. But that was my favorite section in the book, which is where it talked about different formats that you could use for doing your podcast. The section before just talked about quality sound and how to get it. And then Chapter 5 was pretty good too, just talking about interviews. Just how about recording good interviews, how to do telephone interviews, recording using Skype. Again, a lot of it is a bit outdated compared to what you can do nowadays because of changes in technology since 2005. So I'd say my overall impressions of the book are that it's good. Gave me some good ideas, some good thoughts on what to do in the future. I'd say borrow it from the library, borrow it from a friend. Probably wouldn't recommend buying it, though, because, like I said, probably, 70% of the book is outdated. They do actually have a neat little hack at the back about how to build your own teleprompter for about $20. So if you're doing a video podcast, that might be something that you want to look at. But again, you can check it out. You can find links to the book on our podcast blog over at blogaboutbooks.com. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll be bringing you more reviews in the future for different books that I get to read.